Okay, everybody gather round. It's time for the big pen. Hold down.
Point.
Kick out your heels. Jump up and down. Shut your eyes and whirl around. Reach out your hand and throw what's there. Grab your own hand, dance round in a square.
When you're doing the big pen, hold down. Gotta have a holler, you young chuck. Cause the big pen does a hold down. You really kick some dust.
I don't think you know the lyrics.
I know these lyrics.
Look at all this chicken on the sandwich, Mike.
A lot of chicken. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
All right, it's time to do the pig pen.
Sponsors? No.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought I'd check.
Do you see whose name is attached to this segment? Do you think anybody's actually going to spend money on this?
Danny, you are helping us heal. Here's Danny.
I hope so. You know, we haven't touched on anything COVID-19 related today, so I figured we could maybe touch the CV-19 page with a little bit of fun.
Okay.
If you can combine the two. I think you can.
Let's try.
Yesterday, a piece of audio/video surfaced from a pretty major celebrity making her comments on her thoughts on the coronavirus and how it affects her. We'll get to her in a minute, but it sent me down a little bit of a wormhole or a rabbit hole, whichever one you prefer, to search on Twitter for the keywords stupid people commenting on COVID-19.
Oh, good.
Stupid bitch.
Most of these...
Yeah, I bet you can't play most.
No, you can.
The primary.
Most of these are people that are, I don't know, I would say under 30 by a lot.
Yes.
Okay. Let's start with one. Let's just go ahead and play the big one, the longest clip. It's about a minute and a half long, and this is some compilation that I think CBS put together as they were interviewing tone-deaf, mindless spring breakers that had all just turned 21. How does the coronavirus affect your good time?
If I get corona, I get corona. At the end of the day, I'm not going to let it stop me from partying. You know, I've been waiting. We've been waiting for Miami spring break for a while. About 2 months we've had this trip planned. 2-3 months. So we're just out here having a good time. Whatever happens, happens.
Like, it's really messing up with my spring break. What is there to do here other than go to the bars or the beach? And they're closing all of it. It's really messing up. I think they're blowing it way out of proportion. I think it's doing way too much.
Doing us bad. We need a refund. This virus ain't that serious. It's more serious things out there like hunger and poverty. We need to address that.
Yeah, I mean, we planned this a long time ago and it was kind of up in the air if we still go. But like, we're here. I just turned 21 this year, so I'm here to party. So it's kind of disappointing. But we're just making the most of it. We met these other people in our little Airbnb spot. So we're just hanging out with them and trying to get drunk before everything closes.
I mean, it sucks, but we're going to make the best of it. We're enjoying ourselves. It sucks. And I'm from New Orleans, so this really sucks. However, we're going to enjoy ourselves. We're having day parties all day. It's my birthday, St. Patrick's Day. Turn up.
We're just trying to roll with the boy. We're just living for the moment. We're just going to do what happens when it happens.
What?
When stuff closes, we're going to do it when it closes. But
don't get it.
Besides that, we're just trying to have the best trip we can.
Yeah, so they're
dude,
they are.
I want to send a little message out to all you 40-plus-year-old men that think it's probably a good idea to date a girl in her 20s.
That is incredible.
That's
audio.
That's what that sounds like.
That's what that sounds like.
So what we learned there is the virus not more serious than
hunger
and poverty.
And I want to know what that guy had planned on doing during spring break to help alleviate those issues.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's a Miami kitchen to help.
As we stand in our toes right now, sir, well, how exactly are we addressing the poverty issue here
exactly
today?
All right, we got a lot to play. Let's move on. This was beautiful. This is a rant of a middle-aged woman in her car doing a selfie video, and she decided to post it on Twitter. She was complaining about a woman that freaked out on a cashier at a grocery store and how the cashier had touched his face, and she was freaking out that he didn't wash his hands after he touched his face. And then she commenced to touch the keypad to enter her credit card PIN to pay for the groceries, something that at least 100 people had touched prior to her touching it. So it was a little bit hypocritical, but this was her summation of where we are and what we need to do to help deal with the coronavirus.
Y'all, it doesn't matter what we do. There's so many stupid people in this world. We're never going to survive anyway. So touch your face. Just touch it. Just touch it. It's all that's left.
God. And she's like, just touching her face. Just touch your face. Just touch your face. It's all that's left.
Man, you know, you kind of wonder if Twitter would have existed.
My favorite is just the person who's like, there's so many stupid people.
Yeah.
Like, does anyone think, man, I'm really an idiot? Like, everyone thinks they're smart.
Yeah.
And they look around and they see nothing but stupid people.
But then they think to themselves, you know what I need to do? I need to give a dissertation on this entire topic I know nothing about into my phone and then post it immediately.
Yeah. Fire it off.
Yeah.
Because that's what makes me smart.
Right.
All right. This was a, from what I could tell, it was a streaming online interview, and the guy's conducting an interview, and it looked like a panel of about 11 or 12 young, attractive women. And he asked this one woman a question about how she would, what she would do if her boyfriend wanted a kiss.
If he had the coronavirus, would you kiss him?
Yes, and we would leave quarantine, and we would try to spread it as much as possible, because the world would be a better place without old and poor people.
Oh my God, Casey! What the
Casey?
Oh no!
We would like make out and leave quarantine and go spread it, because the world would be a better place without old people and poor papa.
So. She's just going to work poor people into the umbrella.
Yeah, where'd they come from?
I don't know.
Like, what's the what's the bottom line that we have to exceed to not be in her crosshairs?
I don't know.
I guarantee we're all in the old people category.
Yeah,
too,
that's true
in
too.
Casey's,
yeah, and if you're not tier one, you're both categories.
Oh God. Yeah, really.
Yeah. All right. Here's another. This one went pretty viral. This dude was getting crunk for St. Patrick's Day yesterday, wearing a green blazer and a weird green hat. And he just lets everybody know, hey, I'm going to keep partying, brah. And then in the second half of the clip, he gives some real sincere sound advice on what you should do to help fight corona.
Are you worried that gatherings like this will potentially spread the virus?
Yeah, you know what? I'm not worried. I know it will. Like, it's not like it's not, it's not a question. That's not a question, because it will definitely spread the disease. Although,
give me a good interview. Let's go.
You know, do what you can. If you're sick, don't go. If you, if you're worried about it, don't go. If you do attend these, be in isolation after.
Background one. There.
I'm not
I
sure
got rid of it just in case.
If
anyway,
you're sick, don't go.
Yeah. He's laughing uncontrollably.
Yeah.
Is that one where he catches himself and realizes, wait, who am I saying this to? And then he tries to soften it up for the second half.
That's exactly
then
right.
Then he had to get real with everybody.
Yeah. Okay, this is another one, I believe, from St. Patrick's Day. And this is maybe, I know the audio is really bad. The visual is even funnier, though, because the dude standing next to her, it's this young girl, probably 21 years old, in a sandwich of dudes. And the one guy, as this audio is unfolding, just kind of looks at her like she just let the biggest fart in the world. The look on his face is like, who are you?
I have a compromised immune system, but I'm still only 21. But I'm not even worried, because I just take supplements and, like, I self-medicate, so it's fine.
Did you like that logic?
Just a full update on herself.
She does have a problem with her immune system.
Right, right.
But she takes supplements and self-medicates, so she's fine. Let me tell you something, sweetheart. I'm looking through the glass at a man, and we are kindred spirits about knowing a thing or two about self-medication. Trust me, it compromises your immune system.
Yeah, everything.
It makes viruses more likely, not less likely, you're saying.
Your logic is wrong. And then finally, the one that I teased at the beginning of this. This is former Disney star Vanessa Hudgens, correct?
Yes.
And I guess she was just live streaming her thoughts on the coronavirus. And then maybe at the end has second thoughts, but somehow this got posted and
bad
saved.
Bad idea, Coach.
It's fun for the entire family. I'm sorry.
Daniel.
Can you just go past that and play it again?
Okay.
That's two. All right. Here we go.
Man.
I respect it, but at the same time, like, even if everybody gets it, like, yeah, people are going to die. It's just terrible, but, like, inevitable? I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't be doing this right now.
Yeah, she says basically she thinks that the quarantine until July is a bunch of BS. That was Vanessa Hudgens, by the way, for those of you that, man, I saved the wrong one. I edited all this stuff, but anyway.
Okay, buddy.
Yeah, hey, it happens. It happens. These are different times. We handle them the best we can. But yeah, that's just a small sample of stupid young people and one idiot older woman on Twitter espousing their thoughts on the coronavirus and how it's affecting their lives and what we can do to protect ourselves, which is essentially nothing.
Yeah, I'm going to say as a general overview, it's all very, very disappointing and sad. And at the same time, I think young people have been saying dumb things for decades and decades and decades. And now social media has helped us collate and recycle and hear them with great, great clarity. And trying to explain that to your kids, I mean, all you get back is blinking and blank stares as you tell them, look, okay, don't post anything. If you're not sure, don't post anything, because that's not what it's about. It's about, I need to get this out there right now because it's a sick burn on somebody or just whatever, you know? But
they don't realize the permanent digital footprint they're leaving for all time.
And it's been explained to me by the youth that it's not going to matter because everyone's going to have dumb stuff recorded, but I just don't buy that.
And everyone's sitting at home waiting for anything like this. Like,
oh, yeah.
We've been wanting some celeb, I guess she's big, to screw up, and then we can yell at you for a day or two, and then someone will all screw up.
When the news people went to spring break, what did they think they were going to find?
Yeah, that was what they're dreaming about.
Oh, here's some, we're going to get some very
educated
viewpoints on this virus.
And look, it's hard for me to be critical of them. It's fun to laugh at them, and in a way, 20-something Dingu is laughing with them.
Yeah.
Because I'm so glad I wasn't followed around from the age of 18 to 23 with Instagram Live in my face.
There you go. That's all I was trying to say.
And also,
they're not elected officials, so that's cool, too.
What kind of idiot would point a live camera at their own face and get hammered all the time?
I know I know one guy that's in his 40s that hadn't gotten the message yet.
That a fool would do that voluntarily.
And makes money from it.
Every night.
Oh, you're our hero.
All right, that's the pin.
That's great. Thank you, Danny. It's 548. Oink.